Blog Talk Radio.
Shine. If you're with me, like if it's morning where you are, rise and shine. It's a little after six here in the Deep South, capital city, Jackson, Mississippi, Jacktown. Yes, indeed. And but if you're my friends in the UK and other parts of Europe worldwide, it's lunchtime, evening and nighttime worldwide, I thank you for joining today's broadcast. Today we're continuing talking about building trust and respect within relationships. You know, I'm no stranger to relationships. I've been married twice. We have friendships, right? It's important to build trust within not only our romances and our marriages and relationships, open or exclusive, but also it's important within our friendships and on the job relationships and within our own families, right? Because there are some family members that aren't even friends and don't have trust and respect for one another. So it's an important topic across the board, regardless. It's dealing with our daily lives. And then also we'll continue the discussion regarding exclusive relationships. And, of course, those of you that would like to chat or talk about, of course, the word S-E-X. But, of course, we have hot topics. I'm just, wow, just in shock of what's going on in Ferguson. I mean, it's the talk wherever we go, right? And, you know, people from Jackson have gone up there to check it out and see what's up. And I was in Burger King and grabbed a bite to eat before going to a small business administration loan clinic, which was so awesome. Was definitely have to shout out Small Business Administration office here. You know, because I have attended probably about, I have attended many SBA workshops and clinics, and especially the loan clinics. And they give us an overview of the different SBA programs the staffers do, and then they always have a special guest. Always learning something different when I attend those meetings and clinics. Now, I go to different type of workshops with different topics, you know, if it's regarding contracting or whatever, but with the loan clinic workshops, I love to attend. And like I said before, the staffers are always providing new information, and then also the speakers are always amazing. And yesterday's speaker was Ricky Jones from Jackson State, and he just provided so much info, and it was so fun, like always. And so we'll be definitely talking about entrepreneurship and small business topics in the near future. You know, this has always been a hot topic right here. So definitely I have to share some of this info with you. But definitely check out your own office in your state and in your area also. And Rosetta had recommended to me also, since I love, you know, Dallas and have always wanted to open shop in Dallas, also in New Orleans. I know Rosetta had given me the contact information for the Dallas Fort Worth area. But, you know, when I was back in at the Small Business Expo in Dallas back in May, I had an opportunity to meet Herbert Austin, who is the head of the SBA there in Texas. And I took pictures, and you guys know I shared pictures and everything, and so that was just amazing. I think I need to be, I've been, like, keeping in touch with follow-up emails, but I think I need to be giving him a follow-up call since I'll be returning to Dallas soon for a great event, Black SS Graded. So we'll be talking about different events coming up soon and also the small business topics and entrepreneurship topics. And those of you that want to be guests, because I love it when guests come on that talk about their businesses and their experience. And if new or veteran business owners, it's always a learning experience. Everybody that's been a guest on here have always shared their roller coaster experience of life. You know, the ups and downs, the triumphs, and the failures. And it's always amazing, you know. But one thing that all guests have always had is that winning attitude, which a winning attitude and positive thinking and having faith, you know, because we can have a positive attitude and the winning attitude all we want. And if you're atheist or believe in God, or you, like I do, it's still important to believe. To believe in yourself, you know, those of us that believe in God or, you know, believe in higher power, Allah, Jehovah, you know, I know many of you, I'm starting to debate because some of you can be like, well, I need to educate her about Jehovah and God and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Those of us that believe in our higher power, we believe in, you know, we believe. You guys heard my friend Thomas Prater, who called in the other night. And I want to thank you, Thomas, for calling in and sharing your thoughts and your perspective regarding what we're going through here in Jackson and our in assisting our mayor in determining who should be selected as the top cop police chief here in Jackson, Mississippi. Also, I attended the first Jackson Police Department police chief engagement community engagement forum at the Smith Robinson Museum on Monday, and it was an amazing event, which I shared some of what I learned from that event with you guys and as Thomas and I talked. So last evening they were in the last forum was held in my neighborhood. So I hurried and came home, fed my pets, didn't get a chance to change clothes. I had an opportunity to freshen up and everything, put a burger in my mouth, and then I rushed on around to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church around in my neighborhood, where the third and last forum before the mayor interviewed the two finalists, the two candidates for police chief today. So the mayor will be interviewing interim police chief Lee Vance today, and he will be interviewing also assistant police chief of Canton, Juan Cloy, today. And so he will be announcing his, who have moved up the ranks in JPD, and Lee Vance, who's a 27-year veteran, and Juan Cloy, who is an 18-year police, a law enforcement veteran. And the mayor definitely has a tough job, it seems. That's been the talk amongst us, we the people. And I talked with Honorable Mr. Charles Tillman after the event last night. It's always amazing to talk with him. Michelle Chrysler, just always awesome. Oh, man. I see my pal, Artie Armstrong, longtime friend, Gus McCoy. I mean, amazing. So last night's forum was amazing. I did not get there as early as I thought, you know, because I had to come home and drop things and feed my pets and freshen myself up. But I was like, oh, my God, not again, standing room only. But by the grace of God, thank you, Jesus, I got a front row seat. So I was right there on the front row. Didn't get a chance to take pictures. I know I'm always taking pictures and videoing, right? And of all times, I did not take pictures or video last night, but I took some very good notes. And if I can briefly share some of the information that I jotted down, I will. But it was very interesting. It was a different vibe than at the Smith Robinson Museum. But, you know, of course, the moderator did a marvelous job asking both the candidates questions, and it was still a positive and encouraging vibe. The candidates were still awesome, and yesterday they were very uplifting of one another. This was the last forum, so they were very, me being a salesperson, experienced salesperson and love selling, and a marketer, they were definitely selling themselves and marketing themselves properly. And it became very exciting at the end during the closing remarks when both gentlemen were making their point and selling themselves to the mayor, to us, we the people, regarding who should be selected for the top cop position. Lee Vance even asked the mayor, would you hire me to be the police chief? And I thought that was very humbling. But he went on and on. And well, the gentleman next to me, he was like, well, he need not talk too much, you know. I was like, yeah, my mom always told me, you know, don't talk too much. You know, don't talk yourself out of something, you know, out of a job or whatever. And but I was very impressed by his closing remarks. He was really passionate, and it caused, when he made a certain statement, that he was a longtime JPD law enforcement officer, has moved up the ranks, and had not left Jackson JPD, but been with JPD through thick and thin, unlike others that have left. Like going to Canton Police Department, when he said that, Assistant Police Chief of Canton, Juan Cloy, who's the finalist, also, he explained why not only he, but other former JPD officers have left the force also. So it was very passionate closing remark for both, for obviously both the candidates and for those of us who was witnessing it. I noticed the gentleman didn't even shake hands when they walked off. But I almost didn't stick around because I thought it was all over. But I know the concept of the forums are to have receptions afterwards so you can meet and greet with the candidates. So I'm glad I stuck around and chatted with friends. I seen Addie Green. Shout out to Addie Green. Was definitely an inspiration right here of former civil rights. I want to say former civil rights leader, but she's still a civil rights leader and passionate politician, cares about community and cares about politics also. I first met her when I, like 20 years, over 20 years ago when I was working with WMPR 90.1 with the Honorable Mr. Charles Evers. I had done volunteer work for his station, had raised funds to keep the doors open, and when they were located in Tougaloo, and then they relocated to the area that they're still in. And so I had become an on-air personality, and not only a volunteer, and had briefly worked in his as an office manager. And so I had an opportunity of meeting her as she would visit Mr. Evers, and so we've been friends ever since. And at that time, I had a stalker. And she, and you know, and also her, and then of course I'm Republican, you know, Mr. Evers is a Obama Republican, of course, you know, I'm a big lover of the Obama family, but at that time she was very supportive of me as I dealt with this stalker that was stalking Mr. Evers and I. But Mr. Evers, you know, he could deal with it. I've had different types of stalkers, but you know, but she was very comforting and encouraging about how to stay, keep my cool and deal with that. And sure enough, it passed over. Thank God. I had to stop working at the station, you know, because in Mr. Evers' eyes, if something bad had happened to me, he couldn't bear with that. So And that, a lot of people probably wonder why she stopped. It's because why? Stalker was after me, and I had to poof it out of the way. But back to the topics on hand. We're talking about building trust and respect within relationships and exclusive relationships, as we were talking about last Wednesday. But I'm not through talking about the hot topics of looking for our top cops, because I'm going to refer to my notes right quick. But before that, I'm going to play the song I played last week. I haven't taken it off my playlist, and that's that Larry Graham song with Prince that I love to play. And so I'm going to play that for you right now. And I thank you for tuning in today on Wednesday. And you can call in at 714-409-0614. It was so much fun when Thomas called the other night. And also, I was about to say something else. I also want to shout out to the caterers at yesterday's forum, and I guess at today, Monday's forum, and I guess they catered yesterday's also. Washington's Catering Creations, Michael and Shatoska, Washington. So definitely would be liking. They're on Facebook too, so like them on Facebook. Their finger foods, their sandwiches, and their desserts were awesome. And I told them they would, I'd definitely be hearing from me. I've been an Avon lady and also love effectively networking. Their food would be perfect for Avon events and other events also. And definitely would be recommending them to others. But thank you for tuning in.
Could I have you there?
Could have you.
born and pregnant, 4 kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute, is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing, singing.
Could I, would have done better. I known you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Would have done better.
Love it. Should have, could have, would have done better. Most definitely is Larry Graham and Prince. Oh, my goodness. And I have a couple of community updates. And last night I had the pleasure of meeting awesome officer by the name of Officer Trina Yarber. And yeah, and she's the sister to our mayor. And I thought it was amazing because I first met her brother when I networked with his wife on like LinkedIn. But I told her, I said, when I first met your brother was when he was running for Ward 6 councilperson years ago. There was weekly events that my friend Brett Franklin would host. And you like meet the candidates. And so I had opportunity to meet her brother when he was running for Ward 6, and the late mayor was running for our ward, Ward 2. And but it was amazing. She would like, I'm signed up to attend Citizens Police Academy with the Jackson Police Department on October 27th through November the 3rd. And so she would like for me to spread the word to you all about the Citizens Police Academy. And it's going to be from October 27th to November 3rd, and the deadline for applications are Monday, October 13th, of course, this year. And the goals of the Citizens Police Academy are, number one, bullet point, to educate and inform the community about the Jackson Police Department, to promote the community-oriented policing philosophy, which is very important to both the candidates, community policing. Very important, very important. I know Juan says that's his platform, and it sounds like it is Interim Police Chief Lee Vance's platform also. Then to provide a forum for police and community interaction, to work together to create a safer city. The Citizens Police Academy curriculum includes introduction of the JPD command staff, community relations, vice and narcotics, firearm safety class. I mean, we would even get opportunity to learn how to shoot a gun. I think that's so amazing. I've been talking to a lot of people that have been advising me regarding learning how to properly shoot a gun. I've always been interested in going to the shooting range since my teen years and learning how to shoot a gun. But back then, it was for fun. But now I see it's very important for us to know the proper ways of defending ourselves with the weapon. And public safety communications, precinct ride-alongs, which I've always been interested in that. I have loved interacting with police and officer-friendly since I was a little kid. I used to love when officer-friendly would come visit my class when I was a little kid in grade school. Crimes against property, crimes against persons, pistol range, SWAT, bomb squad exhibitions, and driving and firearms simulators, those are part of the curriculum when one attends the Citizens Police Academy, and this year it's going to be October 27th, November 3rd, and again the deadline is Monday, October the 13th. So for more information and for registration, please contact the Jackson Police Department's Office of Community Relations at 601-960-1389. Again, 601-960-1389. And definitely, they have a note that they would love the community to spread the word in, you know, distributing this announcement throughout your neighborhoods and your business communities and your schools and churches and organizations. So go with it. Go ahead and spread the word about the Citizens Police Academy. You know, let's pack it up. And with the Jackson Police Department on October 27th through November the 3rd, you know, if I'm not here, if I'm in Dallas or elsewhere, I'm making my business to come to be here for this, because I definitely want to be a part of this and graduate happily as a citizen police person. So it should be awesome. Thank you, Trina. So nice meeting you and making a new friend. Also, thank you. She loves to be pretty, too. She loves Avon, so we were talking Avon, too. But a big shout-out to JPD and the city of Jackson and these two candidates, and also fellow citizens, and those of you who love Jackson also, who, you know, or want to start coming to Jackson, want to do business with Jackson. I know a lot of my friends from Dallas, they're coming soon for a big event of the Core DJs. Is coming up real soon, so we'll be talking about that real soon. Hopefully I can get someone from the Core DJs to come on and talk about that event that's coming up in September, in early September. Most definitely. I have pretty much talked out without talking about today's topic. The live streaming is about to happen, but we still have some time to talk about the topics that the continuation of talking about building trust and respect within relationships and exclusive relationships. I don't know if we have time to talk about SEX. We don't want to have a quickie talk regarding sex, do we? So that would be the topic on next week. And, you know, some education. Hopefully I can get Belinda Bostic on. I probably can't get on in the morning times. So it might be an evening show. A nighttime show if we get Belinda Bostic on. Maybe I'll get someone else on to talk with us. So, sexpert, you know, you hear that? Not a sex expert, but a sexpert. And I can get a sexpert on the show. But, you know, some of us probably think, even virgins, you know, we probably think we're experts at that topic, huh? But I thank you. But let me share a little bit from my notes, and then I'll talk about some things that I can share regarding building trust and respect within relationships. And I think all of us, you know, deal with that issue. We probably, many of us are trusting people, but then a lot of us have to deal with trust or regaining trust, especially if you've been, I feel like you've been violated or hurt within a relationship. So when I walked into the meeting last night, they were asking the guys, the candidates, different questions about how they can improve relations with JPD and with the community. And one thing that I'm making sure I'm looking at my right notes. I don't want to be repeating myself. Definitely would be talking with you about that meeting I went to yesterday with the Small Business Administration. When I walked in, they were talking about their leadership. I'm going to quickly and briefly go through this. This is an important topic for those of us in Jackson, and I see with my friends calling from Dallas-Fort Worth Garland area the other night, and many of you that I network with, effectively network with, you know, I'm always interested in what's going on within your communities, and I love it that you like to share with me and show concern for what's going on here in the capital city of Jackson in Mississippi. You know, the Mississippi is a red state, but Jackson is pretty much a Democratic rural city. But you know, it's a diverse city, you know, filled with people of all backgrounds. I grew up with a multicultural lifestyle. Yes, been here in Jackson, Mississippi, because there is literally a lot of those of you that have never been here. But when I walked into the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church last night, the two candidates were discussing their leadership style, and the moderator was asking them about leadership style. And Cloy mentioned that he's a server, that even as position as assistant police chief for Canton and the different titles he has held, he liked to be looked upon as a server to the people, you know, protect and serve. Vance, you know, discussed how he worked his way up. And leadership to him is convincing people that you are going somewhere worthwhile. You know, that's a good mindset to have. So, I mean, all of us need to think like that. You know, all of us need to think like that. So they were asked questions about their management style. Vance said an unbiased mind and heart is very important, because being an officer is a very hard job, and that police do not know everything, and how he was a long time over was commander of the Internal Affairs Division, and how important thorough investigations are also within the department, and also when you're investigating things that maybe citizens have done or said. And Claude was asked about a program that he's strongly a part of back in Baton Rouge with LSU. And he mentioned that it's very important to collectively, holistically deal with situations. And also, when asked about creating effective community policing programs, like the program that I am registered to that will be scheduled in October, they were asked about would they effectively create community policing programs, and Vance said that community policing standpoint, partnerships and neighborhood watches and meet and greets and meeting concerns and solving problems, expanding means of communication, that all of those are very important when it comes to creating effective community policing programs. And Cloy mentioned that an experience he had earlier this weekend talking with young people in their teens. He'd been 49, and he just sat down and talked with some young people about the community that they were in at the time. And so his question was, you know, make a long story short, what do you need in your community? Not going into a community telling a community what the community needs, but having a listening ear and being interactive with the people of their own neighborhoods and communities and asking, what do you need in your community? Because from the outside looking in, you can say, oh, you need this, you need that, you need that. Like somebody just coming into your house or your personal space or into your work office or whatever, saying what you need. You know better than anybody what you need. This is me talking. But that's the point Cloy was making, that it is important to know what citizens need within their neighborhoods, within their communities, and community policing is his platform. And the moderator asked about any suggestions for police response, Vance, I believe, said working day by day, plus following up, and that police response and two factors are very important: crime fighting and customer service, and of course the trust factor between the public and JPD are of importance also. And then Cloy's question was, how would he deal with home invasions? And he being a you know, work extensively as undercover officer, and he mentioned that dealing with home informants, it really takes that's a pet peeve of his, and it really takes for citizens to be mindful of surroundings, also to take precautions around their households, like have areas well lit, cut bushes and trees that, you know, prowlers and home invaders could take part. Because I know I'm always trying to keep bushes and stuff trimmed down. Intelligence. Sources on the street, such as what I was about to say, undercover officers, informants, mixing in with the community, finding out. He used an example like asking who's doing these home invasions. You know, that's really important because home invasions get out of hand. And all of them don't make the news. Because I know right in my neighborhood, sometimes I hear about home invasions and have not heard a peep about it if within the media. So, you know, word on the street definitely works. You know, when it's really, it's not a rumor and it's really a true word on the street. Because I like to go out into my community and talk. And when I don't, you know, I know I'm missing out on some type of news. Because whenever I talk to a person in my neighborhood or a neighbor, I feel like I always learn something. I always learn something new. So good news or bad news, I'm always learning something. Yeah, that's really important. You do learn things by interacting and networking with people. And it's important to me, you know, it's important for you to at least know a few of your neighbors. You know, I know everybody's not out there being people. Mind your business, you mind your own business, I mind mine. But, you know, I'm kind of a nosy neighbor type person, too. But, yeah, it's cool. You mind your business, your neighbors mind theirs. But at the same time, I think it's good to at least have, like, contact numbers or if you see something suspicious around your neighbor's house, you should be able to contact them or, if number one, call 911. But if it's something that you feel you need to tell your neighbor, I think people should be able to contact one another regarding the situation. But then they go on to talk about crime fighting and build numbers. Van said build numbers, need more officers. Shine those blue lights, it was mandatory. Cloy said that he had a public plea to back to what I was just mentioning, for the public to stop sitting idly, just watch things happen, but be proactive within the community also. And then he provided the number of the chief's office, 960-1217, you know, because people can always call those numbers also. Vance said that they asked him, will you make a major changes to help combat crime? Then they asked Cloy, what will you do about panhandlers blocking traffic? And, you know, he said he had seen a panhandler on his way to the event last night, and that one thing that must be dealt with is mental illness, because many are dealing with mental illness, just like many everyday people deal with stress and anxiety. He mentioned the fact that he was very anxious with anxiety before the event began. But Vance went on to say that crime prevention equals crime reduction, and it's important to part of the community. And Cloy said to retrain, have informants, and then be aware that there is a violent level of violence. You know, we can't be naive. You know, we see these bad crime, hideous, horrific crimes happening every day. So also understand, and he'd been a former undercover cop, and Vance been out there. Also, they both know that it's very bad out there. You know, they probably know some stuff that would scare us half to death, right? And so Vance did ask the mayor for a chance to lead the people as police chief, and that he's been with the department, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, through good and bad, thick and thin. And Cloy said that he left JPD because he didn't find another way to make it. And he and other officers, former JPD officers, left because they couldn't find, they didn't find another way to make it. They had gone to different people, different commanders, and they still couldn't. His last day was the day before we sadly lost a detective a couple years ago within the Jackson PD headquarters. And he said, you want the truth? I'm telling y'all the truth. And he was very passionate. Both were very passionate, but he was very passionate to where he was about to cry. You know, when people be very passionate, he's like, I'm angry. I'm really angry. You know, tears about to come out of your eyes. He was like that. And so he said he has nothing to lose and that he was angry. But they both remained gentle. They were very passionate. And just like
the first forum that I attended and last night's forum, that they definitely seem sincere, and their passion is something that my friends and I always talk about. Other than that, we talked about Small Business Administration Alumni I went to yesterday, and something that my friends and I and peers and those that I network with professionally always talk about, and that's passion. And one thing that both of them possess is they're passionate. And obviously they're in love with the city of Jackson. And so that's what's really making the mayor's job probably, this is a tough job to a big decision that he has to make, because they're very passionate. And even though one's been with the department 27 years and one's been with the department 18 years, they both have extensive experience in some of the same areas, of course, being law enforcement officers, but then also they have their own niches and their own specialties also, and their own leadership styles. So it's important how they not only deal with community policing, but then also how they deal with their peers within the department too, you know, within the JPD family also. So best wishes to both guys. Prayers go out to the mayor and all. And it looked like the show turned out to be about Jackson, Mississippi, search for a new top cop, huh? Instead of talking about topics of love, matters of the heart, because it's time to conclude the show. So next week's show will be everything that you see, building trust and respect within relationships, exclusive relationships, and sex. It will be that topic on next Wednesday, because it turns out my take, my perspective, and my review of and myself trying to be a good messenger of what I have witnessed and what I've been learning also regarding the Jackson search for a new top cop. And before I go, though, because I share with you about community policing, and again, I thank you, Thomas, for calling me.